I actually came down here tonight to pay a debt of obligation to an old friend and faithful advisor. He and I came to the 80th Congress together and have been associated for many years. And I regard him as one of my most valuable counselors in moments of great personal and public difficulty. In 1952, when I was thinking about running for the United States Senate, I went to the then Senator Smathers and said, "George, what do you think?" He said, "Don't do it. Can't win. Bad year." In 1956, I was at the Democratic Convention, and I said, I didn't know whether I'd run for vice president or not. So I said, "George, what do you think? This is it. They need a young man. It's your chance." So I ran and lost. And in 1960, I was wondering whether I ought to run in the West Virginia primary. Don't do it. That state you can't possibly carry. And actually, the only time I really got nervous about the whole matter at Los Angeles was just before the balloting. George came up and said, "I think it looks pretty good for you." It will encourage you to know that every Tuesday morning, as the majority whip, we have breakfast together and he advises with me. Cuba, anything else, Laos, Berlin, anything. George comes right up there and gives his views, and I listen very carefully and faithfully.